This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The president of the Polytechnic University under siege in Hong Kong has said he's brokered a truce with police that would allow the hundreds of protesters trapped inside the campus to leave peacefully. It's unclear when the truce was to take effect. Meanwhile, dozens of student protesters made another frantic attempt to escape the university that's been surrounded by riot police as the siege on the campus entered a second day. VOA's Bill Gallo has more.
Waves of students fleeing on foot from the Hong Kong Polytechnic University, running through clouds of tear gas as they tried to break police lines. It was the second concerted attempt by students to flee the urban campus, which has been surrounded by police who have repeatedly warned they will use lethal force. Riot police chased down students, some of whom were covered in blood. It wasn't clear how many had escaped the campus successfully. The clashes raised fears that the siege would end in a bloody crackdown. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Hong Kong.
President Trump says he'll strongly consider testifying in the House impeachment investigation. AP correspondent Rita Foley has that story.
President Trump says he will strongly consider testifying in the impeachment investigation. The president says he did nothing wrong and he doesn't like giving credibility to the no due process hoax. But he suggested in a pair of tweets he might testify in writing. This comes a day after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi publicly invited the president to tell his side of the story, saying that if he has information that exonerates him, they would look forward to hearing it. Rita Foley, Washington.
At least 10 workers were killed and 35 wounded in an airstrike that hit a biscuit factory in Libya on Monday, and what a senior UN official said was a possible war crime. You're listening to VOA News. Iranian state media says Iran's Revolutionary Guard is warning anti-government protesters of decisive action if unrest over gasoline price hikes do not cease. The protests have spread across the country since Friday. Iraqi security officials say anti-government demonstrators there in the south have blocked roads leading to the country's main port. A Basra official says protesters burned tires on Monday, blocking the road to the busy port. In Baghdad, protesters forced the closure of Iraq's central bank. Mailing out free home HIV tests could greatly improve detection rates. AP correspondent Jennifer King has more.
A new study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association's Internal Medicine found that mailing free home HIV tests to high-risk men offers a potentially better strategy for detecting infections than usual care. A year-long study recruited 2,600 men from online social network and music sites. Those who signed up were sent 4 free test kits, but could order more. Many did and shared them. Overall, 25 infections were detected in the self-testing group, and even more detections, 34, were found among friends of those who shared the free tests, versus 11 in men who just got links to local health services. Over 70% of participants who learned of positive results sought treatment. I'm Jennifer King.
Russia has returned 3 Navy vessels to Ukraine almost a year after seizing them. In a statement, Ukraine's defense ministry confirms the return of 2 small armored vessels and a tugboat. U.S. colleges have attracted fewer foreign students in the past 3 years. AP correspondent Mike Hempen.
A new report from the Institute of International Education says the number of newly enrolled international students dropped 1% last fall compared to the year before. That followed decreases of 7 and 3% the previous 2 years. The downturn is a concern for universities, which rely on the higher tuition paid by international students. The schools blame President Trump's rhetoric against immigrants for driving students away. But officials at the State Department disagree, saying students are deterred by the high cost to attend U.S. schools. I'm Mike Hempen.
China is calling on the U.S. military to stop flexing its muscles in the South China Sea. The comment came as the Chinese defense minister met with U.S. Defense Secretary Mike Esper. The United States accuses China of militarizing the South China Sea and trying to intimidate Asian neighbors who might want to exploit its extensive oil and gas reserves. And North Korea is responding to a tweet by President Trump that hinted at another summit with the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Pyongyang says it has no interest in giving Mr. Trump further meetings to brag about. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.